For WKU Public Radio, this is Lisa Autry. Mammoth Cave National Park has completed its new visitor center renovation project, and an open house is scheduled at the center late tomorrow afternoon. The facility makes use of a number of sustainable construction features. Dan Modlin talks with Vicki Carson, the public information officer for Mammoth Cave National Park.
The work on the center was done under the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design Guidelines, and officials are hoping the finished project at Mammoth Cave will receive gold-level certification, marking it as a sustainable green building. Vicki, what are some of the aspects of the building that make it possible for that gold-level certification?
The new visitor center at Mammoth Cave should qualify at the gold level in LEED certification once we get all our paperwork in. But it's just a model in sustainability. And all the materials there had to come within a 500-mile distance, so they're not transported a long way. They're not exotic woods or exotic stonework. The beams in the visitor center in the ceiling are not solid pieces of wood, so they didn't take old-growth trees down for it, but they're actually recycled materials, and they're glue-laminated beams, and they use mostly wood from pallets that are used for shipping, and they look wonderful. You'd never know it came from a pallet, but the beams look just beautiful, and then the stone was all quarried within 500 miles, and the countertops are made out of bamboo, which is a rapidly recyclable material. There's natural light in every room of the visitor center. We have solar panels on the roof. We have a 30-gallon water tank that collects rainwater off the roof of the building, and we use that for flushing toilets. It's just one thing after another after another, and it's a beautiful building.
And, of course, as a visitor center, you have educational exhibits which deal with environmental issues as well.
Which chronicle the history, the geology, the karst science, the formation of the cave, the animals in the cave, the prehistory and the history. It's just a wonderful collection of exhibits and information and photographs, things that are touchable, and it'll just really make the park come alive.
Now, the open house for the visitor center is scheduled for tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 to 5 o'clock Central Time. There is a charge for cave tours themselves, but Vicki, it should probably be pointed out that people can visit Mammoth Cave National Park and the visitor center without charge.
Though there are fees for going into the cave, just the cost, we charge a fee for going underground with a ranger. And that's the only safe way to do it, really. You don't want to go by yourself. But to come to the park and walk the trails or go fishing or come to the new visitor center, there is no fee at all. It's a wonderful public land, and we should be thankful in the United States that we have these many public lands. Mammoth Cave is the longest known cave in the world. It's almost 400 miles long, and I say it that way because we fully expect it to go past that length. More is discovered all the time. It also carries two designations from the United Nations, one being a World Heritage Site and one being an International Biosphere Reserve. Both of these are honorary designations, and they just point to the fact that it's a one-of-a-kind place in the world.
Public Information Officer Vicki Carson with Mammoth Cave National Park. Again, the open house for the new Visitor Center renovation at Mammoth Cave National Park set for tomorrow afternoon from 3:30 to 5 o'clock Central Time. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.